Welcome to another community radio interview. I'm Manuela and this is CJRO Local First. The Saint-Hubert restaurant in Castleman, in partnership with Giant Steps, the Saint-Hubert Foundation and the Artist and Majeure Foundation, now offers an adapted dining experience every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for autistic individuals and their families. Staff receive specialized training, sensory support, kids are available, and the environment is adjusted to create a more comfortable and welcoming experience. The official opening ceremony took place on Sunday, June 28th, and I took this opportunity to talk to some of the people involved in this project.
My name is Alain Besset, and I am the project manager for the Inclusive Hiring Initiative of Giant Steps, based in Montreal. Actually, Saint-Hubert has a partnership with Giant Steps, and they launched a project together in April 2023. And I wasn't the initial project manager, it was someone else who did a very good job launching the project. And then he left for another challenge. And so I was hired in the spring of 2024 to pick up where he left off. And when I joined, there was 13 inclusive dining rooms across Quebec. And today, 2 years later, there's 93. So we added 80 across Quebec, but also in Ontario and in New Brunswick. We never force a restaurant to become inclusive.
Yes.
We want them to be to do so willingly. They always inquire, is like, what's going to be the impact on the clientele? There's never a negative impact on the clientele. The clientele actually appreciates that Saint-Hubert does this. And it's really a good example for society. So in the beginning, restaurants were not too sure, but as more and more join, they're like, okay, this is so great. A lot of people have done it and it's successful. So more and more have wanting to join. And I expect, hopefully, by the end of the year, the entire network of Saint-Hubert will be inclusive. Asian people are welcome at Saint-Hubert all the time. They can ask for a sensory kit at any time. The employees have been trained about the realities of autistic people. So even if they come on a Tuesday night, you know, there's no difference. The one thing that we do is every Sunday from 11 to 1, we go a little bit further. So we will lower the level of the light, we'll lower the level of the music, we'll be careful to not make too much noise. You know, if there's some equipment that makes some noises, we'll lower the noises. So we'll take certain steps to make it an even more favorable environment for autistic people on Sundays. But they are welcome at all times. The goal is cohabitation, especially in a larger restaurant. Like today, we're speaking in a express restaurant, such a smaller restaurant, but in the larger restaurants, we don't want to have the autistic people set aside. We want them to mingle with the rest of the people so that they feel like everybody else, and that the rest of the clientele sees them and realizes that they are pretty much like anybody else also. The base message is that anybody is welcome at Saint-Hubert, whether you're neurodivergent or anything else. And also what we do is interesting for anybody who is, like, you know, has ADHD, is OCD, has any of those conditions that make up neurodivergence, they will like coming to Saint-Hubert just for that. Since we've launched this initiative 3 years ago, over and over we've had families tell us that it's the first time they go to a restaurant with their autistic child. Because for the first time ever, they know they'll be accepted, they know they won't be judged. That's heartbreaking, because for most people, we assume that going to a restaurant is easy, but for them it's not. So they feel, oh, finally I can go somewhere. You know, knowing that the staff understands and is welcoming and understanding, that's a huge difference. It's nice to lower the lights, it's nice to have to lower the music, to have the kids, all that is nice. But the most important thing is having staff that is trained and that understands the realities of autistic people. The restaurants, obviously, it's very good publicity. I really like that. I've been to many launches of inclusive dining rooms, and I always hear people saying, oh, my nephew is autistic, I will tell him, and he'll come next week. So it's like, let people know. I think nowadays, almost everyone knows someone who is autistic. Autistic people are 1 out of 50, and if you include all the neurodivergent people, it's 1 out of 5.
My name is Carolyn James, and I work for the Prescott Russell Autism Group. I'm a coordinator and an animator at multiple programs that we offer. This is my coworker, Donna.
Hey, I'm Donna Kiriakakis. I started with the Regroupment Autism for Prescott and Russell as a volunteer, and my lovely coordinator, Caroline, thought that I should become an employee because of the excitement about many reasons. So we team up together and enjoy. I totally enjoy doing. I can't get enough of it. I'm addicted.
We offer respite services for people with autism, children and teenagers and adults. We have, like I mentioned, different programs. So we have mostly weekend programs. Some of them are more aimed for younger children. Some are aimed just for adults. And you can find all the information on the Facebook group, Adult Mild Cysts of Prescott Russell, and probably through email. Well, there's the email.
Yeah, there's many information on the site.
So, yeah, on the website, there's a lot of information about all the different programs. And we continue to grow, which is great.
So. Not enough awareness of our group. And thanks to St. Hubert, they are making it possible for everyone to be included in a dining experience that might not be welcomed initially. And we're bringing out posters, and we're always trying to bring awareness to this program, because they are humans that belong. This land is your land, this land is my land, and it takes a village.
So with the program, our adult program, we come here and to other businesses to give them that experience.
Like a co-op.
Like a co-op.
Participants that are in our group. So, and the gracious people of St. Hubert were able to take your young lady and my young man for an orientation, and that's just wonderful. Groundbreaking that one of our participants may well work here with a group like St. Hubert, so that's wonderful.
My name is Susan Barr, and I volunteer with the autism group, and I find it extremely rewarding. They're wonderful people, and Donna said everybody is human and everybody should be welcome.
I'm Brian McMaster, and I'm the owner of the St. Jabba Harvey's Castle Meadow. We find that this program, as an inclusive program, is, I think, great for our community. It's great for some of the individuals, a niche group within our community, obviously for folks with autism, but many other sensory-challenged folks who want to go out for a meal, but face challenges with loud noises or the environment, and so just trying to do our best to help is overall, I believe, a good thing. So at the end of the day, we don't have a restaurant without our community. You know, for a perspective of a rotisserie chicken restaurant, we're the only one close to this proximity. And so, yeah, we get people coming from Castleman, from St. Albert, Limoges. And then we get all the folks who travel along the highway and need a little break or to fill up with gas and have a bite to eat. But those are the folks who also come in. And I will also say that it's helpful because within the St. Hubert family, it's the same right across Ontario, Quebec, and New Brunswick. So the consistency of that is a positive, because anybody who visits a restaurant, a St. Hubert in, let's say, Quebec, they may become used to, you know, Sundays at lunchtime. And if they're on the road or whatnot, then that's great. They know that we'll accommodate.